morning. KE8SEA looking for a radio check here on a new radio program.
I'll help you out in 8KPP.
I appreciate you. Hey, have a good day, sir. KE8SEA.
Very good. Where are you at? What repeater are you on?
I'm off the Detroit repeater, and I'm out of Dearborn Heights.
Sorry about that. My scan head kicked on faster than I could kick it off. Yeah, oh, what repeater are you on?
444 is the repeater I'm on out of Detroit.
You're very good. You're not doing too bad. I'm up here on the mouth on this repeater, so this is a great system. So a little underutilized, but a great system. So you have a great day. Try to keep dry. And a KPP.
You too. Have a good day. Okay, if they're clear.
CQ, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, India Juliet. Calling CQ, and bye for Nicole.
Victor 8, Pickle, India Juliet. This is November 6, Whiskey Yankee, and 6WY.
Yeah, good afternoon, David. How are you? It's been a while since we've talked. How are things your way? I think you're in New Baltimore, right?
Well, Greg, you're close. I'm in Shelby Township, and I'm going through a hot spot right now, mainly because I got a short, stubby antenna on my handy-talkie, and I'm sitting in my computer room, so it's very hard for me to hit the repeater from my computer room. What rig are you using? I'm looking at the various DMR transceivers now, and I'm just curious, what one are you using?
Well, David, it would help if I read my screen, because it does say Shelby Township. Oh, well. I don't know. Maybe I ran across someone else that was from New Baltimore. But I am using a Kaikira MD380. It's probably one of the first ones or something like that. I think they've changed since then, but that's what I'm using. Over.
Well, it sounds great. My rig is a really old one. It's a Hypera, and very limited information on the screen. I don't have a database in here. I don't think it holds very many anyway. So all I get is, the talk group number and what tells me the zone, because that's what I put in, and the talk group name, because I named the talk group.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. My neighbor's coming by. I thought I'd say hello to him. And you said you have Hytera? Or is it Tytera? Hytera? That's a commercial radio, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was originally made for the German police department, and my utility companies, electric companies in Germany, use this radio. Well, I guess they did. I don't know if they still do. And Hytera decided to rewrite the software a little bit so hands could use it in USA, and they sold it for a high price. And it's UHF only.
WAPIG. I think you can still buy those, but they're expensive. You can buy them here in the States. And just like Motorola, it costs money. I do have a Motorola XPR 5550 in the house. I've never used it. Never used it in a mobile setting. I hear some thunder. I'm located here in the southwest quarter of Waterford Township, so there must be some rain heading our way. I just finished cutting the grass. I wanted to get it done because I was looking at the radar, and there's like these popcorn variety storms popping up, and I figured, well, I better get this done, or I'm going to regret it. So I got it done, and it wasn't wet. When I cut it, it was dry, so I was glad for that. But, that XPR 5550. It's a nice radio. It's Bluetooth, and has a nice screen on it and everything. How about you?
Well, the reason why I bought this radio is the first one I've seen with Bluetooth. back in 2017. That's 7 years ago. really works great. It also has some of the features that the motor has, like roaming, and has an automatic volume control on the microphone and not on the receiver. But, okay on the Thunder. About a 40% chance of rain here at 2 o'clock, which is 2 o'clock now, and 100% chance of rain at 3 o'clock, according to my watch weather. One thing I'm looking at is something like the R Finder, which has a telephone, hotspot, EMR radio, all integrated into one thing. Several people are coming out with that now. I expect the price to fall on those.
Well, that's interesting. Who primarily makes that? And I'm unaware of it. I guess I kind of haven't been paying much attention because DMR is kind of falling out around this area. You know, I think I've explained that before, but so I just I'm not really looking at that, but interesting. So who makes it?
Well, there's several Chinese makers. I can't name them all. Well, Hytera makes it too, so there's Motorola. But the one that's most ham radio friendly is R Finder. It's R-F-I-N-D-E-R. They've been making them for some time, and they got some good software in there that really makes it good for amateur radio operators. But I expect there's another one just coming out. In fact, it was debuted at Dayton and also at the AmFest in, I guess I'm still out of Bama this weekend. They're also having a big display of it there. And it's supposed to be available this year. It's the first open source radio, they call it. So I don't know what that means, but it has supposed to have all the features that the R Finder has. Well, Greg, I'm going to have to get back to what I'm doing, so I will stand by for your final, and talk to you later. W-A-T-I-J, this is N6WY.
N6WY, W-A-T-I-J, very good. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I'll look it up and maybe see what's going on in that respect. And that'd be interesting. It'll give a lot of the other companies a run for their money. Hopefully, make it a little bit more affordable. 7-3. Enjoy the rest of your day. WAPIJ. Hey, wise clear.
KEFA here. I'm off and clear. Did you get that feedback on the radio, Chuck?
NAPWM. November 8, Papa Whiskey Mike, Kilo Victory Charlie, KHC, call you and say what it wants.